Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were just telling Cakes that on Thursday we're going to start. I know that the boys from the podcast, which you did, It Doesn't Matter, which I think Bit Season Boys did as well.
Where?
They do the month of June Keys.
How was that?
Although I don't think they really did the month of June Keys this year because I think they had Jason.
I was very surprised to see Jason and hanging out with those boys.
And then they had the boys from Bit Season on, so yeah. I think that would qualify as Junkies.
Okay,
but I don't think you did one. Did you?
Not this year.
I don't think EB did. They asked me to come on in August. I said, sure, I'll do August. Okay. So I think Junkies is done, but it had me come up with an idea for July, which we know is the dead zone of sports.
Mm-hmm.
We've got baseball right now.
Yep.
And there'll be a couple like little flare-ups. There might be, you know, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Or... you've got NBA free agency coming up.
NHL free agency. Everybody's
NHL free agency.
Deep into that. I know.
Right. But
well aware.
For the month of July, old school Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Or throwback Thursdays. I guess that's what I should call it because that's the hashtag throwback Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll bring back an old segment or two, and then you pick on your particular day, you pick all the intro songs. So I started working on my playlist already.
It's fantastic.
So I'll do Thursday and then I'll let you know.
I got to go back and look at what the top pop songs were or punk songs were.
You remember? I mean, we still play some of these
2001?
Songs. Well, whatever.
You can do
whatever
it from
songs.
Whenever.
Yeah. You remember some of the songs. I mean, there's songs that we still play now that we've been playing since the infancy of the show.
Yes.
Well, see, that's what, yeah, you don't want to pick songs that you've heard over the last few months. So I got to go just dig into it and find some old school songs.
Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You're definitely going to put some Morrissey or the Smiths on there.
Of course I will.
100%. As right. You should.
I'm going to have some Depeche in there.
That's very good. Yeah. Very new agey.
All right.
Picking them up for this Thursday.
Yes.
All right.
All right, let's open up Cakes' entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax. That's DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Head on over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for EB's girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWofairfax.com.
Speaking of driving, Apple's F1 laps its competition with a $144 million opening weekend. And no,
I like
JP,
how you wrote that, Cakes.
I did not write that. I'm just stealing that from this headline. So F1, the movie starring Brad Pitt, saw an opening weekend that earned $144 mil globally, $55.6 million here in the U.S. It beat out How to Train Your Dragon and 28 Years Later.
Is that a better opening than Mission Impossible?
I don't remember Mission Impossible's opening, but I'm guessing that was a bit higher. But I'd have to go back and check on that. So this appears to be a hit for Apple. I have a question. I don't know if anybody has an answer. I'm assuming I know the answer already. But if I have Apple Plus TV or whatever it's called, I can't watch it on that at this point, right? This is only in theaters at this point.
I would assume you're correct on that.
But the way things come to the streaming platforms now, all I have to do is wait like a month and it'll be on Apple.
Yeah, but you probably have to pay extra.
I don't know. I don't know about that. If it's an Apple product, they might just put it on there for free. You know what? To me, this is a wait a month or two and watch it on Apple TV. I just don't see myself paying $20 to go see an F1 movie.
Valdez, what made you stop watching it? Did you start it late or?
I started it a little bit late, and then I was tired, and then I tried to pick it up back up in like the morning, but then like I was kind of busy and it didn't have my full attention, and I said this movie needs my full attention.
But the first hour you liked?
Oh yeah, so far I love it.
How quickly is my boy Damson Idris in it?
Oh,
it's my boy.
Pretty quickly.
Who is this you're speaking of?
Co-star. He's the co-star of it.
Yeah. What's his name again?
Damson Idris.
They're on the same F1 team.
Oh, okay.
They're on the same F1 team.
So it's Idris Elba.
No, it's not.
No, his name's Damson Idris.
I was just doing the missing link for
him. He's an actor from Snowfall, which you never watched.
If we ever bring back Missing Link, I'm just giving you that right now.
If you throw Idris in there, I'm going to know it's Elba. I mean, I've only heard of one Idris ever in my lifetime.
Now you've got two.
I've met both of those guys.
You've met
both Idrises.
You've met both of them?
Yeah. Had pictures taken with both Idrises.
Well, that doesn't shock me.
He went to the set of The Wire, right?
Went to the set of The Wire in Baltimore.
Okay.
Had a picture taken with Idris Elba.
Yeah.
And then I told the story last week that Damson Idris actually came here to the studio to promote Snowfall in WPGC.
Ah, very good.
So I got a pic with him there.
Was that before or after your pic with Iggy Azalea?
I don't know. That's
probably
a good one.
Probably after.
That's a good one.
I would assume. By the way, F1, the movie, cost up to $300 million to produce and market, so they still have a ways to go as far as turning a profit, but it looks like Apple has a hit on its hands with F1, the movie.
Apple.
My daughter asked me yesterday, why are people so into F1? And I said, I don't know, because I'm not one of those people that's really into F1
racing. Did you see there was
I think the Netflix show
spurred
the popularity and more people got on board.
Jabby, did you see the video of there was some car show, I'm not sure where it was, but they had the Dukes of Hazzard.
I saw the video.
The intro of the Dukes of Hazzard has the Dukes of Hazzard car jumping over something.
The General Lee,
of course. The General Lee.
Yeah.
And they had the same car, the General Lee, jump 150 feet. And almost ran over a cameraman.
I did see the
video. It was over a fountain, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it got up pretty high. Stunt driver, obviously, driving it. And he almost hit, because he swerved over to the side and almost hit a cameraman.
Do you understand how many Friday nights, 12 to 13-year-old, I'm guessing at that point, John Orville was just dialed into the TV to watch Dukes of Hazzard, followed by
Dallas. Of course.
It was required Friday night viewing in my household.
9 and 10 o'clock, right?
I think that's correct.
It's either 9 and 10 or 8 or 9.
That was like, do not miss TV for this adolescent growing up back in the day.
You were actually probably watching it from 8 to 15 because it came out January 26, 1979. So you hadn't turned 9 yet, to February 8th, 1985.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Didn't realize it had such a long run.
So yeah, 8 to 14.
Ah, very
good. If you watched the entire run of 147 episodes.
You think I didn't watch every single episode?
Do you remember how it ended?
No.
I don't remember.
Of course I don't remember
how it ended. I wasn't a big Dukes of Hazzard guy.
I was, and I don't remember how it ended.
I think I was watching the terrible sitcoms competing against it like Mork and Mindy.
That's probably the case. I believe Grant Paulson saw F1 the movie, and he's calling in with an impromptu review.
Nice.
Jeeps, what's up?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I don't know how you saw a movie between your 100 jobs, but congratulations to you.
Yeah, where'd you find the time?
It was actually it was a Friday night situation where everyone was asleep. The wife, who's about to have a baby in the next week, was like tired and went to bed at like 7:50. So I was sitting on my couch by myself, and I said, "Brad Pitt's looking handsome in an F1 car. Let's go see what this is all about." You guys got to see it in theater. I don't want to go full Kevin McCarthy on you, but with the like sitting in the cockpit, the visuals with the Dolby audio, as loud as it is, the seat vibrating, it's awesome. Did you ever go to King's Dominion and do like the Days of Thunder ride where it was like 4D?
I've been in rides like that. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Like you have those. I mean, you can go to like the Smithsonian or whatever, and then like mist will be sprayed on you or different things
exactly.
Like that.
Short of the mist, I mean, you get that experience. Like it's so loud. It's just incredible. And I don't know anything about F1, guys, but apparently it's a masterpiece from that way, too, where they like all the terminology, being in the facility and seeing all of the different things the engineers are doing. It's checking out with drivers as well. It's realistic, but it is a great popcorn movie. Cakes, if you wait and watch it at home on the couch in a month and a half, you're botching it. You're just botching it.
What about Valdez, who's already watched it in two different sittings?
Well, that's tough. I mean, Valdez has a good system going for Valdez. But he's missing out. Like, I promise you he would not have not finished it if he was at the theater.
Right.
For a couple of reasons. Well, notably, though, it would have had his attention because it would have been revving louder than anything going on around him.
I like the review. Did you also see Mission Impossible? Did you see Mission Impossible?
I did, yeah. And the same reason. Like, there's certain movies to me in this era where everyone's just kind of watching things at home that are still made for the big screen, and they're rare. Mission Impossible was certainly one of those movies. Top Gun Maverick was one of those movies. I would put this on that list just based on the experience you get in the car, sitting in the seat, driving in the cockpit in some of these race scenes. It's incredible.
Grant, I thought you were going to call to give us your thoughts on Aldrick Pottgeiter winning his first PGA Tour event. The Rockets up in Detroit. I thought that's why you were calling.
Well, we could play a game called F1 Driver or that guy, whoever he was.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Jeeps.
Hey, Grant, this is a personal question. You don't have to answer this. But
sure.
I believe you're about to have your fourth, right?
That's right.
Are you going for the starting five? Like, you're going to try and field a basketball team?
No, I think the shop is closed, boys.
Shop is closed.
Well, I mean, there's a way to make sure it's permanently closed.
I will just say negotiations are ongoing.
Oh. Well, that sounds like a fluid situation.
And I have three. Cakes has three. Yeah. Four seems like a lot. And then if you went to five, that's... Yeah.
You... Let me ask you this. Are the junkies going to be doing vasectomy madness this year?
We should bring it back.
We could do a celebrity edition.
I know a guy who might want to sign up.
Yeah. Right. I would say this. Don't wait too long because Cakes... Look, he has three beautiful kids, but the third one was not planned.
That's probably
true. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a guy named Danny Rouye. Just had a baby.
Yeah.
His sons are older, and then he just had a very small baby. He's very cute.
Mm.
Yeah. No, well, it's a blessing. It's awesome.
We can do both of you guys at the same time. That sounds weird. That sounds
weird. You're too late.
Yeah.
Cakes has experience as a play-by-play guy.
Yeah, you know what?
I know you've called Defenders games and done play-by-play.
I love
Cakes has called.
I love Grant. I don't need to see him in that light.
What was your number one takeaway from the one guy?
Well, the guy who lived in a yurt.
Yeah.
Steve, the yurt guy. I mean, I don't know that I can really say it. He had I just can't say it. Yeah.
One part of his body was really big.
Yeah, it seemed large. It seemed larger than normal. But maybe that's because I was right up in it. All right, Grant, this segment is going sideways at this point.
But he says go see F1. So yes. How many
James Woods do you give it?
How many kids would you give it?
Well, I'd give it 3.87 kids because I think that's where we're at right now.
Right.
But out of 10 Buffalo wings or James Wood intentional walks, let's say.
Yes, let's
I'll give
that.
It 9 James Wood intentional walks.
Wow, that's a lot of intentional walks.
Very strong.
All right. Thank you, Grant.
Thank you,
appreciate
GP.
That, man.
Good stuff.
All right, boys. Have a good morning.
You too, man.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to a pal, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, about the Caps draft and what they plan to do this offseason. Don't go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.